أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا. In the short phrase of this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has given a great message. Allah Ta'ala says, لِكُلِّن, for all of you, who all the ummah, that is from before, even before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and here particular reference to Musa alayhi salam, his sharia, the Torah, and to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. For each one, Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala says that we have made a shir'ata and minhaja. Shir'a is shari'at, that is the laws of shari'at. Literally, it comes from like a dam of water, from where the people get life. Lands are watered from there, people get their water, and life comes. So that is what shari'at is. By practicing on Sharia, a person will have life, the proper life in him. And minhaja is the path that a person should follow. And here it refers to, according to Mufassirin, that is the tariqat, Shariat and tariqat. These are the two things that are required, and these are, everything comes in there. All the laws of Allah Ta'ala comes in Shariat and in Tariqat. All the sunnahs and the way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also comes in there. Tariqat is what we call Islahi Nafs Tazkiyah. So we have to know the laws of Shariat, and then we have to practice. That is what is Tariqat, that we practice upon all that the laws of Allah Ta'ala, understand them properly and as they are. When a person will do this, then he will be guided towards, right directly towards Allah Ta'ala. Shariat alone is not enough, and neither is tariqat alone enough. Both of them complement one another, and both have to be together. And Allah Ta'ala says that لِكُلِّن جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ, for each person, for each ummah, for each person, we have made these two things. And that is what we should try and acquire. The laws of Shariat, all the whatever the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are, the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the ability and the means to practice upon that, which is known as Islah-e-Nafs, Tazkiyah-e-Nafs, that must be also made effort upon. And this must be made effort upon oneself and then upon other people as well, so that these two things can become alive. And there are further explanations given this, which we will also discuss. But yeah, let it suffice for now that we understand that Allah Ta'ala has made it clear that Allah Ta'ala has given many people all the ummah, all the kitabs, shir'atan wa minhaja. There are unfortunately many people who do not accept minhaja, that is the tariqat, that is tazkiyah nafs. And there are other people who just follow tazkiyah, and they put all the emphasis on tazkiyah and islahi nafs, and they don't pay attention to sharia. And Allah has mentioned shir'atan first, sharia. This means the masalas, the fiqh, the laws. They are first. Allah made that more important. Both are absolutely necessary for one another. But masalas, that everything must be done correctly according to masala. For example, a person, there are those people who don't make namaz as namaz is supposed to be made. They just sit in meditation. So they got minhaja, they are in meditation, and they make their connection with Allah Ta'ala in their heart, but they don't make namaz, the proper namaz as it is. Or as some people, for example, they will have qawwali the whole night, and that is also what they call the minhaja, the suluk, the tariqat, and the love of Allah, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of Ahl Bayt. But Fajr time, they go and sleep away. They don't make their Fajr namaz. So So that is not correct. Both of them must be there. Shir'atan wa minhaja. May Allah give us proper understanding of our deen, and may Allah Ta'ala let us practice also accordingly, properly. SubhanAllah.